Lowe's knows that saving is always top of mind, especially this season. That's why we've picked some great deals for early Black Friday. Get free select DeWalt, Kobalt, or Craftsman tools when you buy a select battery or combo kit. More tools? Why not? Plus, we've got select pre-lit artificial Christmas trees starting at $59.98 because it's never too early to think Christmas. Get Black Friday prices without the crowds. Lowe's, we help. You save. While supplies last, selection varies by location. Here for the Lowe's early Black Friday deals? You're right on time for some of our biggest savings. We're talking up to 50% off select major appliances, plus up to an extra 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Holiday lights going up soon? Select ladders are up to 50% off right now. Get Black Friday prices without the Black Friday crowds. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 11/19. Selection varies by location. Select locations only. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Welcome to the season 4 finale. It's episode 10, and a winner will be crowned soon. On this podcast, we pick topics and draft our top choices. Fans and listeners vote to determine the winners after each episode. Please follow the podcast on Instagram at @Life's_A_Draft. You can also search for the Life's a Draft Facebook page or go to our website to vote. If you're listening on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, the website is in the podcast description. After the draft, we play a game called 50-50. Before we get drafting, let me introduce who is with me here tonight. He has not pooped his pants, is safe from alien abductions, and is prepping for Winter Storm Carson. Catman is here.
A good couple weeks, pants are dry, good to go, ready to draft.
Dry.
If Winter Storm Carson is anything like Carson Wentz, I'll totally miss you.
Speaking of storms, not all storms come to disrupt your life. Some storms are there to clear your path. Bomar is here.
That's right, boys. Just remember that. Some storms are meant to be there for you guys. You know what I'm saying? Last draft, boys. I do have a pretty big list. You know, after this sweet last podcast coming in number one. We're going to end it with number one.
Anticipating the next 49ers letdown. Super excited it didn't come by the hands of the Seattle football team. And they need just one more win to potentially see them live in Philly for the NFC Championship. Shine is here.
I am so pumped and ready to go, as you can see.
What are you wearing right now, Shine?
I got a new 49ers jacket. It's red as can be. New 49ers beanie hat, red as can be.
And quadruple XL.
If we take out the Cowboys, this is double XL. I did go one up because I wanted some space for a sweatshirt. It's going to be cold out there, boys.
I'm talking about the hat, quadruple X.
That's one goose. Size fits. Look, Bobby, you know how you read some tags and says one size fits most?
That does not include you.
It doesn't include me.
Coming off a holiday weekend, rest in peace, Martin Luther King Jr. He somehow didn't have time to watch The Last of Us on HBO Max. J-Cat is here.
I'm so salty right now. Like, I obviously won't be watching it tonight, and I'm pretty sure there's something lined up tomorrow night. So when am I actually going to get to watch this? I've been waiting for it forever. One of my favorite game franchises, right up there behind Alan Wake, and yet I have no time.
Time waits for me, J-Cat. It'll be there for you.
Maybe I'll get to binge 2 episodes.
True. This last guy had a successful weekend, to say the least. Him and his crew returned from successfully drilling a hole in a giant asteroid that was on a collision course with Earth. He dropped a nuke in the hole, blasted it into millions of pieces, and came home. Not too shabby. Birdo is here.
Leaving on a jet plane. Don't know when I'll be back again.
Are you the ghost of Harry Stamper? Because he didn't make it off the rock.
Thank you, J-Cat.
Jeez, Wiz.
I'm hungry for some animal crackers. Ooh,
you just mentioned The Rock. Not making me think of another movie. Welcome to The Rock.
And I'm your host, Eric. Excited as usual. First, because this is the season 4 finale. 40 episodes, fellas. 40. And the Eagles have home field advantage in the playoffs. And the NFC runs through Philly. No one likes us. And we don't care. Let's go. If you want to help promote us, you can get some Life's a Draft merchandise on tpublic.com. They have all sorts of goods with our logo. Check for the link on our Facebook page, website, and at the top of the voting page. TeePublic has lots of sales, so check often to save some money. Help support the podcast and get some Life's a Draft swag today. With that being said, here are the results of the Fierce Draft. Boys, we're in for a little shakeup this week. What you expected. Maybe not what you expected all around.
That's not good already.
In sixth place, comments include, although drowning is a big fear of mine, it's unlikely to happen because I don't swim. But spiders and needles are a definite no for me. I pass out with anxiety. And needles hands down. Naked men in the locker room because it taps into social anxiety, which is another on this team, but I can do what I want. Shine's team, spider butts and saggy nuts. 6.3% of the votes.
What in the world?
Face Shine.
I don't even know what to say. I thought I had a pretty good team on there. Oh, well. We'll have to move on to this week. We'll have to leave spider butts and saggy nuts in the past.
First pick, Shine. First pick.
I am
Batman, hyped about not that. Not last.
Not last. Also, first overall pick vindicated because I wasn't last with it. So I don't so true. Off the wall, but whatever.
In fifth place, comments include, this was a tie with bubble guts, but I'm not scared of aliens being murdered by a human, yes. So I had to rank all my fears, LOL. Turns out I have more than I thought I did. Ha ha ha. That was really the only comment. Doesn't really help you narrow it down. But in fifth place, J-Cat's team, Dr. Crane will see you now. 7.5% of the votes. In fourth place, comments include some good comments for this one. That damn Bay Bridge. Why does one bridge strike so much fear in me? Why does it have to curve? Someone get me an environmental engineer. One of my most irrational fears is thinking of my kids being kidnapped. It is one of my most gut-wrenching fears I can think of. Terrible. Have to stop thinking of it now. Pooping your pants? That's a fear of someone who isn't 5 years old? Come on, man. Squeeze it together. And the last pick about Shine, nobody understands the end of days that would come from this. Kids being kidnapped, also scary. The rest shouldn't be fears. Failure is a part of life. Driving over bridges, I guess if it's some third world country bridge that was built in 1602. And snakes, I didn't know Life's a Draft knows Indiana Jones. Bomar's team, don't fall asleep. 16.2% of the votes.
Unbelievable. I thought that was by far the best team drafted. And I'd come in freaking third place.
Fourth.
Fourth
yeah, third draft spot. Precise.
I'm on average at fourth place this whole season.
Hey, might be good enough.
The voters whack right now.
It's just a storm, Bo. You just got to weather it.
Maybe it's clearing the way for your victory here, bud.
You got that right. Hey, you guys were listening. I like it.
In third place with one more vote. Public speaking should have been the number one overall pick, but it wasn't the only reason for my choice. My fear of sharks begins at about 6 inches of water and only intensifies when my kids are in the ocean. As I get older, heights are now becoming an issue and everyone is afraid of missing out on a good time. Birdo's team ain't scared. 17.5% of the votes.
Here's what I want to say. Eric's team is trash and the fact that he's top two is ridiculous.
Unbelievable. I agree.
Clowns, but vomiting? Seriously?
Always death? Eating.
Awful. It is just terrible.
Death. Sorry, I'm scared of someone in my family dying.
That's you walk around in fear of that?
I don't walk around in fear of any of these things. Not one thing on the list.
Yeah, there's no.
I walk around in fear of lying.
Put a freaking snake in your face.
Snakes are awful. Snakes are awful. I would have picked snakes number one if I could have.
I'm more worried about pulling my pants than drowning. That's more likely to happen.
Oh, were the voters? It's not what are you worried about? What are you scared of? I'm not scared of pooping my pants.
So why are you scared of clowns?
They're awful. They're creepy as all get out. In second place, comments include, if you aren't afraid of drowning, are you already dead? And drowning, no thanks. I also hate clowns, period. And I like to avoid vomiting forever. Also, I ain't afraid of no ghost. Stepped on plenty in the ocean. Speak in public all the time. Enjoy being high. Snakes freak me out. Mo creatures should be able to move like they do, but I ain't scared of them. Love dogs, the dark, and a good thunderstorm. We'll get in a plane anytime to go anywhere. And naked men in a locker room? What locker room? The local gym? No. But the Barcelona men's football team's locker room, or any football team's locker room for that matter? Okay, now we're talking. My team, angst a lot, 23.8% of the votes. I'll take it. Second place, climbing up the leaderboards. And in first place, with a stunning 28.7% of the votes.
I can't believe this.
The runaway winner. Comments include, aliens and dentists aren't necessarily scary, but the other three are thoroughly frightening. Less so feeling something underfoot in the ocean, and more of giant sea creatures in deep water. And pooping your pants is scary enough for me to choose this one. Always afraid when I have Taco Bell that will happen before I'm done my second taco. Catman's team, Bubble Guts and Novocaine, first place in the Fierce draft.
Ew.
It's going to be an all-timer. The shock in everyone's face when I picked that first overall. And everyone's like, y'all, you're crazy. No one's scared of that. You think about it, everyone's scared of it.
Everyone I know that voted, they're like, pooping pants is the stupidest one out of all of them. They don't freaking care.
Oh, no. Yeah, for sure. Dental work probably got a lot of that, honestly. But like, no one likes going to the dentist. It's not pleasant for anybody, even if it's just a cleaning. But
I disagree.
That's going to happen. You're going to poop your pants and you're going to get over it real quick.
What if you pooped your pants at the dentist?
Yeah.
Oh,
probably like, ah.
I wouldn't move. I would just stay there. Like, you're going to have to close this office down because I'm not walking outside.
Was it like leak out your like top of your pants though? You know how you're kind of like inverted?
Shocked.
You would go upwards.
Wow, yeah. You're it would. No.
Right?
But yeah, still, yeah. Like, you're kind of like
you're like inverted.
Yeah, it would leak out the like, top of your pants.
Like your belt buckle.
Yeah, like your belt buckle.
It'd depending like on the back. Consistency.
It depends on what underwear
you're
wearing.
Massive.
What kind of dentist do you guys go to?
Well, yeah, what position are you laying the dentist? Your head's not lower than your feet.
It is.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. What are you talking about?
Yeah, you're not like way back. I'm like laying like way down.
Yeah.
Get all up in there.
Lean back.
This will be another poll.
Maybe that's why. Right.
next buddy. What position are you in at the dentist? What angle? What degree angle? Angry. All right, boys, before we wrap it up, here's what we should have drafted. There's a lot of good ones on here. A lot of irrational fears, in my opinion. Your house getting robbed while you're there. Being falsely accused of a crime. Rejection. Disappointment. Champagne corks. Financial insecurity. Lost in the open ocean. Sleep paralysis. Alzheimer's. Being a burden to others. Nutjobs who think politics are real and would start a revolution. Being eaten alive by an animal. Being involved in a building failure that results in injury or loss of life. Breakdown of society into full anarchy. And death. Was this not allowed? Fire. Being burnt alive. House fire. And electrical fires. Fear of being stuck in an elevator. Bees. Allergic. The unknown. A couple people put that. The unknown. Falling downstairs. Losing a tooth. A haunted house at night by yourself. Don't know if I can do it. Sprickets. Look them up. They are a cross between spiders and crickets. So they jump at you.
Yeah.
Being
yeah,
on
those things are stupid for real.
Yeah.
Camel spiders.
Good choice.
Yeah. Camel spiders.
Sprickets. Being on a sinking boat. Playoff football losses. Getting lost. Having a car trouble and possibly getting stranded. Being kidnapped and having your car stolen. Also, demonic possession / poltergeists, plane crashes, nuclear war, fatal car wreck, blood, debt going broke, in-laws, taxes, falling off a cliff, lost in the desert, the fear of fear itself, existential dread, feels like fear, news, Final exam when you didn't study. Karens. Farting in the water. Biting your tongue. Mother-in-laws. Tattoos near a bone. Being paralyzed all over but conscious the entire time, unable to communicate. Dying alone. Someone hiding in the shower. Snake in the toilet. Dying young. Setting your alarm for PM instead of AM. The irrational fear of calling in a takeout order, JCAT, and global climate collapse and ensuing chaos, famine, violence, and misery. Those are the things that we should have drafted.
How can you have a fear of the unknown? If you don't know it, you can't fear it.
You're wondering what's going on. I don't know. It's
right.
A lot of people say that.
Snake in the toilet.
Dude, if I go to the bathroom in the middle of the night, I kind of flick the light on for a second just to make sure there's not a snake in the toilet. It, like, could you imagine going to the bathroom?
It can't happen.
It can.
Yes, it can.
Lowe's knows that saving is always top of mind, especially this season. That's why we've picked some great deals for early Black Friday. Get free select DeWalt, Kobalt, or Craftsman tools when you buy a select battery or combo kit. More tools? Why not? Plus, we've got select pre-lit artificial Christmas trees starting at $59.98 because it's never too early to think Christmas. Get Black Friday prices without the crowds. Lowe's, we help. You save. While supplies last. Selection varies by location.
I think it happens in Delaware. I've seen a snake pit toilet before.
Yo, when you pee,
how does that happen?
When you wake up in the middle of the night and have to pee, do you sit down because you're so tired?
1,000%.
Right. Yeah, because you're trying to stay sleepy.
30 years. Right. You want to stay sleepy.
That makes it feel even worse. If there's a snake in the toilet and you're sitting down, it's going to chomp on your something that's hanging down. That's
wow.
You're all exposed.
It's a good fear.
There was a frog in my toilet one time. A frog was in my toilet. And I thought someone left something else in there. Like, what's that? I was like, oh, it's a frog. So it's
fine. You have frog logs.
What'd you do with it? Flush it?
Flushed it. No, I picked it up and ate it. I don't know.
What did you do with it?
You sent it back.
Yeah.
Scooped it with a fecal fishing net and tossed it outside. All right, so boys, for my top three, I did it a little different. Instead of my top three fears, I chose my top 10 responses to whether or not a shark is pooping your pants. First off, the people have spoken, and 83% of the people who voted said yes.
Thank you.
13% said no, and 4% were indecisive. This may or may not be childish. However, I find the thought behind some of these answers to be clever and hilarious. So for those of you that don't want to hear this list, I will spare you for now. I will read this at the end of the episode after the theme music as a little extra clip. So I often put the extra clips at the end. So stick around and hear what you and the brilliant voters had to say. The top 10 reasons why a shark may or may not be pooping your pants. There were a lot of good ones.
4% were undecided. That is democracy at its finest.
If you're listening to this, please rate and review the podcast. The more reviews, the more people we will reach. This week's draft is the worst athlete names. You may ask yourself, what does that mean? Well, we are drafting the worst, funniest, air quote, best names in the world of sports. There are truly some insane names out there that we wanted to share. We are not trying to disparage any cultures, but more point out the idiocy or the lack of thought when parents name their children. Unique is not always cute or original or better. So here we go. Shine with the number one pick in the worst names draft.
I didn't want the first pick because I've been joking about a certain person like this whole time. And as I was making my list, I had like a theme that I was going to go with, and this doesn't fit the theme at all. And then in your pants is apparently the first pick of a winning team. So then it doesn't really matter. But anyway, anyone who is even remotely familiar with NASCAR racing has undoubtedly heard of the name Richard Trickle. And he goes by the name Dick. Dick Trickle is my first pick. I did learn through my research that he has passed away untimely. So I kind of feel maybe a little bit guilty of picking this dude first overall, but it's mostly because if he's listening, I like his name and gave me a lot of laughs through the air. So kudos, Dick Trickle.
Solid pick. We'll have to say there are a lot of people with that first name that could be picked. So it may not be the best first pick because there's a lot of other ones that may bounce out.
So, there's a lot of Richards out there.
I like
that's why I was like trying to rhyme. Avoid picking the picking nicknames. Though. Oh, it's a great name. You're right. I was trying to avoid the nicknames. You guys wanted it. So Dick technically is a nickname. So we are going to use those. With that being said, J-Cat, second pick.
With the 81st pick in the 1986 NHL hockey draft, the Quebec Nordiques select Ron Tugnutt.
No.
A beast between the pipes. Ron Tugnutt, baby.
Wow, it wasn't even on my list.
J-Cat.
Yeah, I'm about to say it wasn't even on my list.
J-Cat, I guess who I was just looking up stats for?
Who?
Ron Tugnutt.
That's two T's, right?
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Wow. He had 70 saves.
He was a man.
Not sure if I should preface the episode with explicit or it's not really curse words. I don't know if I'm supposed to bleep. I'm not going to bleep nuts. You know what I mean? So keep that in mind as we're going along.
That's an early Tugnutt off the board that early. Yeah. I don't know.
Wow. That's speechless. Momar, next pick. I like the intro though, Jacob.
There you go, wow. Buddy.
I'm legit salty about Tugnutt going to
feel like
rounder. It's draftable.
Dude, you tell me Ron Tugnutt wasn't draftable. You're out of your mind.
I'm gonna pick this guy. I'm gonna have to go with Harry Colin.
Yes. Wow. Harry was a baseball player. Yep.
Yeah. Could you imagine growing up and first day of school?
Oh, no, my. But there's a Harry, different Harry you missed. That's worse than Harry Colin.
No, Harry Colin. He actually was a football player. He played safety for the Pats and the Lions.
All right. Not a lot of names are coming off my board. Berto, what you got next?
We're going to have to go back to December 9th, 1942, when this gentleman was born. Born Richard Marvin Butkus, but you know him as Dick Butkus. Middle linebacker for the Chicago Bears.
Middle
His name is Butkus.
It's an unbelievable name. That might be the best pick so far.
Such a Dick Butkus. Such a beast, though. Like his name, like an afterthought. Like no one thinks about how ridiculous his name is. Like,
because I'm not going to go up and tell him, you know, especially in the day.
No.
All right, I'm going to be strategic. Just strategic with this
strategery.
Next pick. Be strategic with the next pick. There's a lot of dicks on the board right now. So a couple of you aren't going to pick that again. So I'm going to save some of my big hitters, I think. It's how can you pick from this list?
You're like at a buffet right now.
So I'm thinking
all these great foods.
Well, I'm thinking.
You don't know which one to go with first.
I'm thinking, do I pick the one I want to pick? Is it like a first round pick or is it like, oh, they won't care about that? I could get this in the fourth round. That's the mindset right now. Yeah. That's the trigger. It's a trickery.
We don't know. We never know until the votes are in.
All right. You know what? I'm going to go with this one first because this was such a popular pick in the last draft. It might snowball right into this draft. Mm-hmm. From the Philadelphia Phillies, the Clearwater Phillies, Steve Sharps.
I almost picked that the first one.
How could you not tie in last episode?
I know.
Steve Sharps.
Gosh.
Baseball player, first round worthy.
I thought it was
1985.
Oh, were you going to pick that your first time? First one?
Yes. Yes, it was between Sharks and Butkus.
Hopefully one doesn't come after the other one.
Ah, man.
Oh, man. Up with that. Oh, man. All right, Catman. That's wow. Happen often.
I got two fire selections coming off the board here. So we'll tie it back to, like, professional sports and drafts altogether. You know, in the NBA draft, Victor Wembanyama, is that how you say his name, or Wembanyama? Probably will be the number one overall pick in this upcoming NBA draft. But for this draft, he has a teammate that's going to go number one overall for me, Mr. Steve Ho-Yu-Fat. French pro basketball player from the Metropolitan 92s. Do you want a spelling? I can spell it.
I got it.
Two E's in Steve.
Three E's in Steve, actually.
Is it? I've seen a couple. Yeah. Yeah. Steve Ho-Yu-Fat.
I had him as a French basketball player. Is he French?
That's he's what I got the...
he's French. Oh, yeah, he's in France. You're right. You're right.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay, man.
Can't believe that lasted that long, man. Man.
I love this draft already.
We got to, you know, got to diversify a little bit, right? I'm back to back, right?
Okay. Yeah. Always.
Yeah. So, you know, Olympians, great people.
No, you're not. I can do that.
No, don't do it.
Chinese trampoline gymnast. Four-time medalist, one-time gold. Mr. Dong Dong. I could be pronouncing it incorrectly if I am. I apologize.
Can we get, let's get a spelling for the audience in case they don't know what to come out.
I didn't check YouTube, D-O-N-G, which I probably D-O-N-G. Should have. D-O-N-G, D-O-N-G.
I was gonna ask for the country of origin.
Oh man, we're back to me already. Oh.
This is not going any way I thought. I thought we were gonna be picking weird names, not funny names.
How's that different?
I mean, because I have names that are just like terrible, but they're not like funny.
All right. With my second pick, you know what? I'm gonna mix it up a little bit. I'm gonna go with a man who played baseball a long time ago. His nickname was Chicken Wolf. But his real name is William Van Winklewolf. And his nickname was Chicken Wolf. So William Van Winklewolf is an awful name. That's my second round pick. I kept staring at it and I wanted to just say it. So I have two other wolf names that will not be picked now, but they will be mentioned later if undrafted. Next up, bro.
I am really not sure to go funny or just bizarre.
You do you, Bobby.
Got it. Stick with your heart.
What is the topic of our draft?
Worst, weirdest,
sports names,
best.
No, I want to know what is it called. Worst, weirdest, or best?
Worst.
All three of them.
Oh boy. All right. This one has stuck out to me since I've seen it because this is not a nickname. I don't think it's not. I can't imagine two parents looking at their beautiful daughter, holding her in their arms, say, "You know what I'm going to name you? Peekaboo." She is a skier. Her name's Peekaboo. Her whole entire life, she has to be called Peekaboo.
And her last name,
Street.
Peekaboo Street.
Peekaboo.
It's on my list.
All right. Bomar?
I'm going to have to go to this one. I'm going to have to go with this one because we all know him. He changed his name. He was actually a superstar in the NBA. And he changed it to Meta World Peace. What an awful, awful world or name that is. Meta World Peace. Why would you ever change your name to that?
Trying to spread a positive message.
He wanted to spread, he wanted like world peace on the back of his jersey or something. Like, so get people to, yeah.
I'm not opposed to world peace, but why Meta? Am I missing something?
It's Meta. It's not really a name.
The name inside the name.
Keep your birth name, Ron Artest. Come on, man.
Especially from a guy who literally went into the crowd and started beating people up.
He was reformed. He was reformed.
Yeah.
Afterwards. He was trying to find. He was weathering a storm.
Yeah, buddy.
In Detroit. And he was pushing through it. And saw light. change his name to Meta World Peace.
J-Cat.
I've got to go with a not necessarily a well-known baseball player, but back in 1936, this ugly man was one heck of a fireballer. And that is good old Johnny Dickshot.
Fireballer. Full name was John Oscar Dickshot, by the way.
Also, nickname was Ugly Dickshot.
Wow.
John O.
I thought you were just calling Dick him Shot. Ugly.
No, his nickname was Ugly. So you mess with, don't mess with Ugly Johnny Dickshot.
Wow. All right, Shine, we're back to you.
This one, I'll give each of you 100 tries to spell it correctly, and you would fail every time without a doubt. He, and this is me maybe going after Diltz's vote, possibly.
Oh, I know who it is. Michigan, I was actually going to guess that.
Wolverines running back. Played a few years in the pros. His name is Shimanga, but goes by Tim. Last name, Biakabatuka. Shimanga Biakabatuka. But we can go with Tim. I
love saying his name.
Right?
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
It's a great name.
I wasn't going to pick it. It was going to be an honorable mention. I was going to say Tim Biakabatuka.
When I was doing the research for this, which I've been collecting names for a long time, but when I was doing the research for it and I came across him, I was like, oh my God, how did I ever forget about Biakabatuka? And then I just kept on saying that all day long.
Yeah, it's like fun to say, right?
Biakabatuka. And then this is my other favorite one. This kind of came across during the World Cup. And as we all know, Argentina brought home the gold. And he was not that I know of, no, part of this World Cup team. But his name is World Cup worthy. And his name is none other than Fabian the Ass Man.
Dang, what is dang it? You, Sean?
Fabian Ass Man. Fabian Ass Man.
Is it A S
S M A N?
Okay.
You didn't see that?
Two N's.
I did, but I don't think that's how you pronounce two N's, right? I knew something was up. That's what I thought. I knew it was different.
It's two M's?
Two N's.
Two N's.
Fabian. I'm just putting in the word the.
Are you sure?
Because that's what his middle name should be if it's not. Fabian the Ass Man.
Yeah, two N's. Walter Fabian Ass Man. I guarantee it's not how you pronounce it, but.
Osman.
My apologies if it's not.
Shine, you got a lot of the lower region covered in your pick so far, other than Biakabatuka. You're lucky you have Dick Trigle on.
That's my team name, the Lower Nethers.
Yeah.
Lower Nethers. All right, we're back to J-Cat already. Third rounder.
This is the most outrageous name I found in doing research. This is a former Alabama State basketball star. He's 7'1". He's tons of fun. That is Glentis Chief Kicking Stallion Sims Jr. There are two of them. His claim to fame is he was a 2013 Romanian Basketball League All-Star.
Wow. What's his name again?
Glentis, G-L-E-N-N-T-Y-S, Chief Kicking Stallion Sims Jr.
Wow. J-Cat, the name's even worse. It's G-R-L.
Oh.
G-R-L. Glentis.
Something in there.
Right. Kicking Stallion Sims Jr.
Sorry. Wow. I got
Alabama State and the Stetson Hatters.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. All right. Bo.
So I just saw this name while we were talking. And I have like 50, 60 names. And I didn't see this until just now. He was a ping pong star. It looks like he was from China.
Hold on.
And his name is Wang Likin.
Is it L-I-C-H-U-N?
It's L-I-Q-I-N.
Oh, boy.
Wang will always be funny as a term, yeah. But just, all right, Bomar deviating from the draft board. Bird out.
I'm going to go with, I don't have anything to say. The man's name is Pooh Richardson.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
Awful pick.
Not only is it Pooh like doo-doo, but it's also spelled as Winnie the Pooh, which is Pooh. Just as bad.
How do you not save that for me? I'm the.
Is that a nickname or is that his real name?
No, it's a nickname.
Is it?
Super here?
Yeah.
I was curious about the person.
Hold on.
So his actual first name's Pooh.
Jerome Pooh Richardson Jr.
Jr. Guys, I have so many names on this list that are draft pick worthy. All right, I'm going to go with this name because it's just awful. It's trying to be clever. It's trying to be cute. And it's not even recent. He played football at some point, I think 70s, maybe 80s. His name is Wonderful Terrific Mons Jr. There's two of them. Wonderful Terrific yeah. Mons Jr.
It's out of control.
Terrible name. It's not a name. It's adjectives. Yeah, man. Back to you with two more.
This one was like kind of late in my research, but it bothers me. Like, I don't want to pick it right now, but since I got back to backs, I'm probably going to take it. Booger McFarlane. The name Booger, Booger is terrible. And the fact that, like, I got to hear it all the time, I just think, like, Booger. And then, like, you got to, like, it's just not good. I don't like it. Booger McFarlane. What are you doing, man? Like, and in my research, he just, like, picked a nickname. He like had a bunch of them when he was a kid, and there was like not even like a nostalgic reason why he has it. He just went with Booger. That's what he was like. Oh, I'm just gonna go by Booger the rest of my life. Terrible. And I got one that I want to. I feel like it's a fifth rounder. I don't think anyone else would take it here except for maybe Eric. This name was so great that it named someone three times. Parker Bone the Third.
Oh my god.
The professional bowler.
What's wrong with that name?
It's hilarious.
Parker Bone the Third. Wow. I was not expecting that. Alright, I almost wish I could have redrafted a little bit and should have just went straight like comedy. But we got to mix it up a little bit. I mean, William Van Winkle Wolf's terrible. Wonderful, Terrific Mons Jr. is terrible. Steve Schartz, obviously funny. I'm going to go with probably the most insane name. I don't know if it's because he played baseball, again, back in like the 20s or 30s or whatever. But he has six names. He goes by Cal the Bus McLish, but his actual name is Calvin Coolidge Julius Caesar Tuskahoma McLish. That is his name. Let me read that again for you. Calvin Coolidge, Julius Caesar, Tuskahoma McLish.
Do you think he ever had to do a Scantron?
I don't think Scantrons were invented, but he definitely was only fitting about seven letters on there. But I'm going to go with Cal the Boss McLish. And while I'm typing that, wrap your heads around that. Humberto, you're up.
All right. Well, I am major swerving here. So I think the funny picks are going to get the votes. So I will be picking a Swiss soccer player named Bernd Haas. Or Bernd Haas. B-E-R-N-T.
That's solid.
A-A-S. Burnt ass.
H-A-S-S?
Yeah. Speak about Taco Bell.
Bro, you hate on my picks a lot. You have by far the worst draft board I've ever seen in any draft. They're not even that bad. That's the worst part. Dick Buck is unbelievable. The rest aren't that bad. You should have picked Dean Windass, not Burnt Haas.
He's on my list.
Just on my list. Him if you want. It's better than Burnt Haas.
I still don't understand what we're doing here. Funny, terrible, bizarre names. I just don't understand the category.
It doesn't everything matter. Underneath. Because the voters, it doesn't matter. They'll find one in there. And I just hope my sixth name doesn't get lost amongst the commas and like people think it's like four different picks, but it's one name. All right, back to Bo.
So I know most of you guys probably won't know, like, why'd you pick that? But I cannot stand this name. It's freaking a condiment and a drink. Why would you name your kid and your last name that?
Ketchup Pepsi?
OJ Mayo.
Oh
yeah.
Awful. Awful name.
No, it's a better pick because you know what his actual name is. Do you know what the OJ stands for?
What is it? I forget.
Ovinton J. Anthony. So I'm going to put that in your thing because it's a terrible name. Ovinton J. Anthony. J. Apostrophe.
Condiment and a drink.
Wow. J. Cat.
I got to throw this one in there. Just because it's unreal to people who have three names, it's never good, right?
No.
Right, so this is the former walk-on to the Tennessee Volunteers. He played defensive back for them back in the day, but he's more known for recently being the offensive coordinator of the Detroit Lions and the Jaguars passing game coordinator. And that's my good friend, old James Robert Cooter, known to all the good old boys as Jim Bob Cooter.
I knew you were going to pick that right as you started talking. Jim Bob Cooter.
My list.
every single draft, it never fails.
John, you had three picks. You picked Bianca Batuka.
I know, but you like start to narrow it down. You get down, and then you start to see like, all right, I'm just gonna hopefully get to finish here and here and be done and be good and be happy, and then someone's just gonna come in and have the same idea as you.
You guys writing these things down, right? Like I have like the typed draft board in front of me, and if I was just looking at this, it's insane. The whole thing is insane. Every single name up here is just bonkers. All right, Shine, you got your last two picks.
Well, I was going to finish with two three-namers, so I might as well take one of them. I'm going to take is none other than former USC quarterback John David Booty.
Not the best Booty, though,
yeah,
right now.
Yes, I know. You messed up, Shine. You definitely messed
you
up.
You done messed up, Shine, Ron.
I wanted the Cooter. I didn't want the Booty. I wanted the Cooter.
Yeah, but J-Cat, should we say it? Because no one's going to pick it after that.
Yeah, I don't think anybody will pick it after that.
Fine. Do you know the quarterback? Where's he going to Texas?
Digi Booty?
He was at Oklahoma originally.
You don't know the college quarterback who's going to be the starting quarterback next year? General Axel Booty.
Oh.
That's his actual name. So General Booty or John Booty. You done messed up.
I did.
But the Booty is real, and it was the fourth round pick. What is the final pick, Sean?
Well, one
final pick.
That's always kind of stuck out to me as interesting. We'll call it interesting. And that is none other than, I can't remember where he used to play basketball, but his name is literally God Sham God.
Oh,
had to be picked. It had to be picked. I'm so glad somebody picked it.
If I could add Jim Bob Cooter, I'm open for a trade. I can take my Jim Bob Cooter.
God for Cooter.
Lots of people have made that choice.
Potential.
he switched his name. He was Sham God Wells, and then he switched his name to God Sham God, which his dad is called God Sham God.
Yeah, which, he got bullied. He got bullied for his name as a kid, so he went by Sham God Wells. But when he signed his letter of intent to Providence, he had to use his government name. So he had to go back to being called God Sham God.
The story of my draft is started with Dick and I ended with God.
Started with what?
I started with the Dick and I ended with God. I found my light.
And the votes will not come.
The votes are going to trickle in.
God Sham God's going to listen to this
and come find you.
God Sham God is going to mercy on my soul.
And walk into Sylvan one day.
I was going to pick it because it's blasphemy. That's what I was going to say. But, you know.
All right, JK, you are strong. Strong board so far.
It is. It is.
Your first pick might have been your worst pick, in my opinion. The other ones are unbelievable.
Hey, don't tug at the man. you'll get the nut.
Between the pipes.
Yeah, yeah, all day. Ooh, we used to think Jamal Crawford was ice cold. But this young man who now plays for the LSU Tigers is the coldest Crawford I've ever met.
Oh, wow.
He's got an NIL deal with a heating and air company, man. That is amazing. The coldest.
Wow. And there's no hyphen or anything. That's the crazy part.
Yeah, it's just straight up.
Who's the coldest? Oh, that's me. Bo, what do you got?
Man, there's so many directions.
God, I can't believe we have one pick left.
I'm going to go with this because if this is in your name, I mean, I just feel bad for you. This is his last name that's more specific. But so this guy was a hockey player. I don't know if, you know, the last name means anything.
When you think work, you think boots. You think boots, you think Ariat. You think grit, concrete, rain, and heat. And boots that never back down from any of it. You think comfort and durability that hold up on the job, off the clock, and every step in between. Because the day doesn't end when the job does. And from overtime to off-duty, you're thinking Ariat boots. Boots that show up, stand out, and always back you up. Now, it's time to stop thinking and start shopping. Find yours at Ariat.com or a retailer near you.
In Russia or wherever country he's from. I'm somewhere over that way, but his name is Miroslav Satan.
Oh, Satan. It's Shatan.
Yeah. Is it Satan?
Yeah. Satan. Yeah, it's Satan.
I spell Satan. People don't know how it's pronounced.
True. This is not how I thought this would go. But Birdo, you are on your last pick.
Well, keep it short and simple because his name is short and simple. Oh. LSU football player, Pig Cage. Quentin Pig Cage.
All right, I got to get one of these. I mentioned it earlier. There's a lot of them left. Trickle, Butt Kiss, they're all good. But when you put this name together, there's two of them that are just like neck and neck, and I don't know which one to go for. But I'm gonna go with the Canadian swimming champion. Richard Dick Pound. just let that marinate for a minute.
Mm-hmm.
We'll go with Dick Pound. And wrapping up the worst athlete's names draft, we Catman.
I see your Dick Pound and raise you.
Do it.
A Dick Hammer.
Oh, that's a name?
Yeah.
No way.
Dick Felt.
Dick Remember Felt was the one I was thinking of.
Final Four team USC basketball, 1964 Summer Olympian in volleyball. Also, that's not what his claim to fame is. Claim to fame is that he's Sam Darnold's grandfather.
Mm.
And the original Marlboro Man.
What? He is the original Marlboro Man?
Yeah.
Wow.
Mr. Dick Hammer.
Richard Bernard Dick Hammer.
I had to get a Richard in there somewhere.
That's what I'm thinking. We all need one.
Yeah.
Bo went with the colon. Yeah, everyone's got one, but Bo.
Wang.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's not wrong.
Got way. Got way. All right. I don't know how
Eric,
we're going to do this.
Eric, you can't get 10 honorable mentions on here, right? You can't do 10.
Well, I'm not first. I'm second. But I'm going to give a lot. That's for sure. No,
yeah, exactly my point.
But I got ones that you're not going to say. So, Catman. I was going to try to limit it to one, but it's impossible. And the voters don't know enough random names to hit us back with them. So we're going to hit them hard with the honorable mentions.
Yeah, there's – I don't have, like, a ton.
All right, what you got?
Ben Jarvis Green Ellis, the law firm. It's just – it was always funny to me. I just thought it was a cool name. Hank Poteet, once again. Just thought it was always, like, a good, funny name. R.W. McQuarters.
Niners rule.
That's all good. I'm done.
All right. Harry Dick was not picked. I almost picked that. DeBrickishaw Ferguson. I can't believe Bobby didn't pick it. It's DeBrickishaw is his name.
DeBrickishaw.
Ricky Von Wolfswinkel. That's another wolf I was going to go with.
Yeah, he's a Netherlands striker from Netherlands.
Yes, I had him. This is a bad one. Creedence Clearwater Kwaku.
Yeah, I had that.
Also known as Polito. That.
That's a terrible name. This is a great baseball, classic baseball player. Liddell Cannonball Titcomb. That's a solid name. And, I don't know if you guys had this or found this, but this person's name is Two Boys. T-W-O hyphen Boys. Two Boys Gumita. He's a soccer player from South Africa. He was the second boy in the family, so his mom named him Two Boys. I mean, that's next level awfulness.
Okay.
And can I hit you with two brothers real quick? Two pairs of siblings?
Which ones?
I got Precious and God's Gift Achua. God's Gift is spelled G-O-D apostrophe S-G-I-F-T. It's one word, God's Gift. And Scientific and Majestic Map. Map. Scientific Map and Majestic Map. Are there two names?
All right. For $200 of fake money, tell me where they each went to school at.
One was an orange team.
Yes, yeah,
both were technically orange. Majestic went to Virginia, and Scientific Map went to Florida A&M.
Awful. That's just awful. And one more, Danger Fourpence was a soccer player. It's just a terrible name. All right, bro, what you got?
You Blob.
I saw something about that. Bro, it's actually not you, Blob. It's Juve Blab. Well, it's Juve Blab. It's even worse.
Lafayette Fat Lever. I almost picked that.
Oh, yeah.
Jay Scrub, which is pretty funny. And then Lil Jordan Humphrey.
Yes. He'll come up later.
Lil Jordan is his name. His first name is Lil Jordan.
I hate that name so much.
I'll take one more off my list. Prince Octopus Dezane. Prince Octopus Dezane.
What's that? Who's that?
Some soccer player, I think. I forget.
Wow, I never saw that. All right, Bo?
I still have a ton on my list. Destiny Hooker. Chubby Cox. Ben Gay. Dick Paradise. Dick Sisler. Fair Hooker. Uranius UJ Johnson, World Be Free, Boof Bonzer, Charlie Furbush. That was freaking hilarious.
The pause afterwards.
Yeah. Your Highness Morgan.
Oh, I had him too. Your Highness. That's a first name.
Prince awesome. Octopus is a boxer, by the way.
All right, J-Cat.
Former 1970s baseball player, now a pitching coach. My good man, Richard Henry Hole, also known as Dick Hole.
Yep.
My man, former Cleveland Brown flop, the one and only Barkevious Mingo.
Yep. It's the best dog name of all time.
Yeah.
Barkevious Mingo. Jake, did you happen to see what his brother's name was?
Oh, yeah, because they're both like mashups of their parents' name. What was
Hugh-tavious.
Yeah, Hugh-tavious, yeah.
And by the way, Barkevious is a mashup between Barbara and Kevious.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's insane.
Yeah. My good man, former Oklahoma Sooner big man, Longar, former Carolina Panthers defensive back, Captain Munnerlin. This one, because it rolls off the lips, old Ruben Boomshay. One of my personal favorites, former Maryland forward, X-ray hip. Coolest name, well, one of the funniest names of somebody I don't know if anybody's heard of, but current Cardinals baseball player, Lars Nootbaar, N-O-O-T-B-A-R.
He's like Norwegian or something.
Yeah, and then we're going to go with, here's my pair of brothers, Equimenius Brown and Amon Ra Clay Brown.
Yeah, just awful.
Yeah.
The dad changed the name from Brown to St. Brown because it would like stick out. Equimania, yeah. St. Brown. Anything else?
I'm good to go.
Shine, anything left for you?
There is some, I think. Unless I missed them somewhere. I still think I'm very jealous of how short of a name Bowl Bowl has. two names that are very familiar with children.
Hold on, Sean. Do you think he writes B O L and then like times two instead of like
saying the like short B O L square
square
the second power.
Two names that kids are very familiar with: Coco Crisp, A's Rule, and Milton Bradley. Then we have another one who changed their name. Loved his number so much, Chad Ochocinco. Oh. I don't know why it wasn't mentioned yet, but. My favorite golfer of all time, but still a weird name, Tiger Woods. I don't know.
That's like the best name.
No, it's not. You name your child after an animal.
His name's not Tiger.
No, his real name. Girl. His real name Eldrick. Is
Eldrick. We're not going. Eldrick. We're not making excuses for real names. We've been picking on nicknames all night long.
Does anyone know Steph Curry's real name?
Tiger.
It's
Big Cat. You have to know.
It's like his dad's what? Name.
Isn't it like Steph Curry's real name?
One of my favorites that I happened to come across was Razor Shines.
Yes. I saw that. Bro, it's Wardell.
Wardell, yeah. I thought it was worse than that.
And Wardell. Then two more. We have Bill Mooneyham. And then I put on here Chris Bryant because he spells his first name with a K, and anyone who spells Chris with a K is just weird to me.
Doesn't like Chris Bell.
Shots fired. Let's see how long it takes to get back to him. By the way, he voted for last week's thing tonight, like 5 o'clock.
He acts like he's the busiest dude in the world.
Didn't have enough time.
That's good. He doesn't know he's missing all these times I've talked about him.
Well, boys, that was the worst athlete names draft. We have some pretty great names on there. The voters will have a difficult choice as usual. Before we wrap it up, we're going to play 50-50. In this game, I'm going to give you all a question and only two choices. Everyone gets to choose after each question. If only one person picks the correct answer, they get an extra point. Points have all been tallied all season, and they will be added to the previous scores. Number one, previously mentioned by Berto, Lil Jordan Humphrey, L-I-L apostrophe Jordan Humphrey, is a football player on the New Orleans Saints. His name comes from one of his family members wanting to name him after Michael Jordan. There was already a Michael in the family, Terry Michael. So, was it his brother or his sister that wanted to name him Lil Jordan? Starting with Shine.
First off, who names all of their children after Michael Jordan? I don't know.
True fan.
And I'm going with brother. Sister.
J-Cat?
Slash that. Oh. Sister. Sister.
Jacob. I'm gonna go with the brother.
Bo?
Sister.
Bro.
Sister.
Catman.
Brother.
Brother man. The correct answer is his brother.
Oh, damn it. Did I say that?
No, you changed it to sister.
Watching J-Cat. All those little penny commercials back in the day.
And Catman. Number two. This was not drafted, and I left it out specifically because I knew it would come back up. Diamond Stone is a basketball player who attended the University of Maryland and briefly played in the NBA. While that name is terrible, his middle name is quite normal and doesn't really fit, in my opinion. Is his middle name Lawrence or Lewis? So is his name Diamond Lawrence Stone or Diamond Lewis Stone? Lawrence or Lewis, starting with J-Cat.
Lewis.
Bo.
Lewis.
Bro.
Lawrence.
Catman.
Lawrence.
And Shine.
Lewis.
The correct answer is Lewis. Shine, J-Cat, and Bo. Lewis.
Those seemed oddly convicted to that.
Well, if you say Diamond Lawrence,
it's almost like you were or you Diamond found Lewis across your research or something.
But yeah, and plus Bo's trying to rationalize it right now. He goes, if you say it, it's Lawrence sounds a little Lewis sounds a little bit better.
Yeah,
and it's Diamond Lawrence confidently. That I was like, I feel like Bo saw that across his research or something.
Diamond Law or Diamond Lou? All right, number three, J-Cat. I'm surprised you didn't mention this player, but Storm Duck.
Yeah.
He's a college football player at University of North Carolina. Storm is his real name, by the way.
How does he not go to Oregon?
Well, was he born in North Carolina or South Carolina? He attends the University of North Carolina. But was he born in North Carolina or South Carolina? Starting with Bomar.
Well, to the North.
Bro.
I'm like angry I don't know. I'm like, why do I not know this? But like... North.
This is a true 50-50. Catman.
South.
Shine.
Oh, man. I wanted J-Cat to go first. South.
Conveniently, J-Cat's going last, and it was not on purpose. What'd you say?
South.
J-Cat?
South Carolina.
Yes!
The correct answer is North Carolina. Petey Pablo. Bomar and Bro. I would have been great if J-Cat went first and everyone went south and got it wrong.
You sure about that?
You guys sure about that?
I know we're all close, so I'm like salty when I get one wrong now.
Oh, yeah. That's going to come up in a minute. Number four. Two more, boys. Season finale, Catman. You ready? I did not draft this name because I knew he would come up. I already had a Wolf on my team, but Wolfgang Wolf is a former German soccer player and current coach. While Wolfgang is a popular German name, if your last name is Wolf, then maybe think of another name for your child. So that's my opinion. If your last name is Wolf, maybe not name your child Wolfgang. But that's just me. Anyway, Wolfgang Wolf is also the name of a cartoon character. Is it the Wolf from The Busy World of Richard Scarry, who's often seen fishing and hanging around town? Or the Wolf from Droopy Dog cartoons, often seen wearing a tuxedo, has a little mustache? Which one is named Wolfgang Wolf? So your choices are Richard Scarry or Droopy Dog, starting with the cartoon master, Birdo.
I know Richard Scarry. I don't remember no Wolfgang Wolf, but I'm still going to stick with Wolf with Richard Scarry.
I don't remember no Wolfgang Wolf. All right. Catman.
Droopy Dog.
Shine.
Still analyzing Bobby's response. Wolfgang Scarry.
Wolfgang. Richard Scarry?
Richard Scarry.
J-Cat.
Droopy Dog.
And Bomar.
Which one was the fishing one, you said?
Richard Scarry.
I'm going to Droopy Dog. Go Catman style here.
Don't let me down, Richard.
The correct answer is The Busy World of Richard Scarry, the wolf with the beanie on, and he's like fishing. That is the correct answer.
See it being cutesy like that.
And the last 50-50 of the season, and quite possibly ever.
No.
Number five. Number five. Richard Leroy Trickle, better known on the NASCAR circuit as Dick Trickle. He was a legend on the short track and won over 1,000 races. However, Trickle never won a World Cup. Sorry, never won a Cup Series event. What was his best finish? Second or third? Starting with Catman. Dick Trickle's best finish. Second or third?
I'm going to say third.
Shine.
How did I not see this in my research? I thought it was fifth, so I'm going to go reverse of that. Say second.
J-Cat, reverse of that.
Third.
Bomar.
I'm going to get third also.
Bro.
Did only one person pick second?
Shine did.
Dang.
Go third.
I got to go with my gut. Third.
Shine went, yes. The correct answer is third place finish. So four of you got that correct.
Best you could.
Those points will be added to the previous totals, and I will announce the winner. I will announce the winner right now. The 50-50 winner.
I have a question.
Bum, bum, bum.
What did you? Yes. Where did you say Storm Duck was born?
North Carolina.
No, it's Boiling Springs, South Carolina.
Really?
Controversy.
All right, hold on.
Give me that point.
Oh, my bad. I checked the wrong one when I was writing it. All right.
I'm going to go back and start checking all the answers from 50-50 this season.
Sorry, J-Cat.
There's only one reason why I did that, and that's because I'm a huge North Carolina fan, huge Storm Duck fan.
So yeah, that was my bad. I just checked the wrong one. Good call out, J-Cat. My bad.
No worries, brother.
All right, so give me 1 second. I'm going to tabulate this. Obviously, I'll cut this. But I'm going to announce the winner now instead of saving it to the end of the season. The results have been tabulated for 50-50. And the coming in fifth place for this season with 25 out of 51 chances, so almost 50%, 49% was Birdo. Birdo, fifth place. It was that rough start, Birdo.
Oh, I was 0 for 5. Casino poison. You give me a 50-50, I'm getting it wrong.
Coming in,
the numbers don't lie.
I'm up.
Coming in fourth place with 27 out of 51, 53% of the time. Bomar, fourth place.
I thought I was around there somewhere. I'll take 53%, though, above average.
We have a tie for second and third with 28 out of 51, 55%. Just one more than you, Bo. The tie between Shine and J-Cat. Meaning, with 61% of the correct answers in 50-50, 31 out of 51. He was the leader going into this last round. He didn't know it, but Catman is the winner of 50-50. He's raising the roof right now.
Just all in tonight.
Well, he started off strong,
pooping your pants, taking you
1-1. He could win this season.
No, he can't. He's storm ducking back right now.
Steve Ho, you fat boy.
Steve Ho, you fat. Really want
you. Well, boys, before we start trailing off, we are going to get some closing thoughts on not only this episode, but on the season. Shine just remembered he had some homework to do. Clearly he forgot, so his will be short and sweet. But Catman, do you have some closing thoughts on the season? The fourth season, 40 episodes, Catman.
Not last.
Speaking of, didn't know. Sweet.
Shine, closing thoughts on the season and or episode.
No. You did send that out to us a while back, and I remember giving it some thought. And I don't know. I feel like we hang out or I see people and they bring this podcast up to me, and it just makes me like laugh every time someone says it. Not because of anything other than like how we started during COVID, kind of just wanting to hang out, talk to each other, and then I don't think I saw it turning into what it's turned into, but it's pretty cool that so many people are getting some enjoyment and laughter out of it. So that's cool.
Omar?
Overall, this season was pretty good. It's my first full season, so I really enjoyed it. Looking forward to next season and coming number one.
What's your prediction for your final standings finish?
Seventh,
third or fourth place. That's where I've been at.
It's gotta be right.
Yeah.
I have not looked at the results. I have not tallied them up yet, so I don't know who's even close to winning. But I feel like it's going to be close because got fifths and sixths.
The fact that I didn't come in second or first place the last episode was just unbelievable to me. Unbelievable. Sharks won. Boom pants.
J-Cat, closing thoughts.
Quickly, just I wanted to do this topic for like forever. It's really sophomoric type humor, but I don't care. Names are funny. Just want to echo the sentiments. We're not making fun of anybody's culture or anything around here. If you can't laugh at things, you know, how do you get through some bad stuff, right? So with that in mind, just to see how this podcast has evolved and we're four seasons in and, you know, how people talk about it when you're out with them and you're starting to see, like, you know, stickers on the back of cars and somebody has a t-shirt or something like that. It's neat. And it kind of gives me a sense of pride that we've been able to build this together. I mean, this was Eric's brainchild. He wanted to do this. He was the galvanizing force kind of behind this. And as we've supported him and built this podcast, I mean, this is great. This is one of the things I look forward to. It's a great outlet for us to hang out and to just kick it. So this was awesome. I can't wait to see what season 5 brings.
I agree with all that. Thanks, J-Cat. And Birdo.
Regarding the episode, I have nothing to say about the episode. I'm still confused about the topic. And I always leave you with a Bible verse. So I'm going to say Micah 7:7. Now, in regard to the season, I think we had the most variety of like random bizarre topics, which I think is funny. So J-Cat said it gives us a chance, like an outlet. I think it gives us a chance to be creative and try to be funny, but also entertaining to people that listen. I think we have a lot more in store. People keep saying, what are you going to do next? Like, look, we can like never thought we'd do athlete names. So we just have a lot more coming. I think we'll continue to entertain. We need more people to vote. Like, share the link, vote, listen, have fun with it.
Yes, please. If you don't want to comment, just write your name and pick a team.
And stay tuned for more episodes of the Birdo Tapes.
True. Episode 2 will be dropping, I'm going to say next week, in between this episode and the season 5 premiere with special guests. We will have a guest for that episode. Get ready for that. Ooh. That's going to do it for another season of Life's a Draft, where none of our picks will be considered Mr. Irrelevant. Please subscribe to the podcast, and thanks for listening. These are the top 10 reasons that a shark may or may not be pooping your pants. These are my favorite responses from the voters. Number 10, no, sharting and s***ing are two very different things. Shart is a start, but not a finish. However, if enough comes out in a shart, then it changes to s*** your pants.
So what?
Number 9.
What's the percentage?
I don't know. Number 9, yes, a little bit. If you drop that in the toilet, you'd say you barely pooped. So I'd say yes. Number 8. If your cheeks grabbed it and you can wipe it away, no. But if it left a stain, bear the pain. You your pants.
Your cheeks can grab it.
No. Number 7. No. A shart is just underwear glitter.
That should be a shirt.
Who said that?
That needs to be a shirt.
I don't know. I think it was the Flamingo from the Talking in the Driveway podcast. Number 6, deaf no. You can recover from a shart in public. Hoop pants requires an immediate shower.
That's what I'm talking about.
Number 5, if you're not going to sit in it all day, then it counts as a poopological event.
That was my favorite, the poopological event.
Number 4, a shart is the exact ratio of gas and particles. A shart cannot exist outside perfect conditions. Most sharts are mislabeled and difficult to achieve. Technically, only 3 options exist. Fart, shart, and poop into pants. Please don't confuse them. It came from someone's mind, and they actually wrote that. I'm pretty sure that was Mike Haig, which makes a lot of sense. Number three, if visible, solid, or liquid fecal matter leaves your asshole and contacts your clothing, you have pooped your pants. Number two, yes, you pushed a fart and poop came out. You just pooped. If you don't wipe enough, you get stripes. If you shart, you get puddles. It's a poop. And number one, you guys have seen it, but it needs to be read on air. If fecal matter comes out of your anus, even in liquid form, it's still poop, and thus you will have pooped your pants. A gaseous fart undoubtedly sloughs off some minute amount of fecal matter, disperses it into the air. However, I'd suggest that for a poop to have occurred, it must be visible without a microscope and not be aerosolized. Where it could become debatable is if you were to produce so many farts in rapid succession that the deposits of atomized poop particles accumulate to such a degree that it builds a perceptible film like an airbrush. I wouldn't call that a poop, nor would I call it a shart. Maybe that rare event could be called an airbrush T-shirt. That is the number one response, in my opinion. I don't even know if it answers the question, but it's brilliant.
83%. That's all we need now.
Sorry for you to disagree. It will be the never-ending debate. We have settled it here at Life's a Draft. Thank you for listening to Season 4. Enjoy your day.
We know what you're thinking. I just want jeans that look great, feel great, and hold up. At Ariat, we've been doing some thinking too. We're thinking about fit that moves with you, no matter where the ride takes you. Durability that stands up to hard work, harder play, and comfort that never quits. And all this thinking, it's really just about more living. Now, it's time to stop thinking and start shopping. Find your Ariat jeans at Ariat.com or a retailer near you.